Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Probably the most epic wake-up banger.
Dude, that was good.
The Arcade Fire.
Yeah.
Wake up from Where the Wild Things Are, 2007, 8, 9.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great movie.
What a great song.
It made me sad. I cried during that movie.
Of course, I cried the whole time.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, please.
What? To even.
I don't think I've ever actually seen that movie. I read the book when I was younger, but I don't think I've ever actually...
The book is like four pages.
Right?
And well,
it's also mostly pictures.
Right.
All right.
But you two crying about some cartoon characters, please.
Don't come at me.
I'll come at you.
Actually, go. I want to hear how this ends.
Where the Wild Things Are is so much more cryable than Adam Sandler.
What's the emotion that makes you cry over in whatever movie you're talking about?
Nostalgia. Dreams, the innocence of your childhood, where you can dream to live in this world where these monsters aren't molesting you.
Also true.
See? Yeah, come up with something
I
there.
I love the world where how monsters about, don't molest me.
How about the
real world
the
is full
sharing of
it.
Feelings and love for your friend that tragically passed away?
That's in the, kind of in that movie.
Nope.
Okay.
Doesn't even compare.
We're not even going to, I know we're not going to see eye to eye, even though
no.
I know I have the best point out of all of us.
Absolutely.
But good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We have such a full show today.
It's Man. So packed.
We have Forgotten Bangers at 6:20, and then Sharice Davids is coming in, Representative Sharice Davids, taking over the show from 7:30 to 8:30. Mm. We are working on stuff to do with her right now.
I've been here since 2 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just working on stuff, getting so much stuff done.
Stuff.
You sent an email at like 10 p.m. last night.
I was busy.
Did you sleep? Okay.
Did you sleep?
We've got an amazing day, and I wanted to get prepared. I hope I'm prepared. We'll see.
You are. I know you are. We can do this.
Yeah, we can.
We can do this.
Sleep deprivation makes for the best radio sometimes. Sometimes.
But when you have a representative from Congress on.
Very true.
That's weird to say today.
I know.
Like, it's just, we feel like we're just having a friend in, but who also, like, represents us in the legislative body.
She's got a big girl job. We sit here and talk smack. And she's got, like, the biggest adult job or one of them that there possibly is.
Yeah, we all voted for her to do that position.
I live in Missouri. I was so mad when I looked on my ballot and there was no Sharice Davids.
Mm.
It was crap. I was like, well, I got to move.
Yep.
I've got to move. So, Stacey.
Yeah.
How you feeling after last night?
A little tired.
Yeah.
I actually stayed for the whole show last night. It was that good. I know. I don't usually do that on a school night.
You were in Lawrence.
Oh, I know. At the Bottleneck.
Would love for you to tell us the name of the band that you saw.
Well, the opener had a pretty normal name. It was just his name, Matt Heckler.
Mm-hmm.
Also amazing. Oh, my God. But the band I went to see was... Lost Dog Street Band.
What?
This is a real band name.
Lost Dog Street Band.
Yep. And they were amazing.
I know you were sending us some weird text messages about the fiddle last night.
My God.
Were you
okay.
having sex with the fiddle?
I wasn't. Okay, so when Matt Heckler was on, he's just like getting it with that fiddle.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm looking at AZ and I'm like, are you turned on? Because I am mad turned on right now.
The fiddle.
It was so hot. You just, you know, when people are so talented in with their musical instruments
yeah.
or just their voice is so amazing.
Shut up, Stacey Moody.
You just, it makes you feel good and you're just like, yeah.
So you like feeling good.
Yeah.
This is a new side of Stacey that we're going to have to discover.
I know.
Because usually you just crap on everything.
Yeah, but music is different though.
That's true.
Music makes me really happy.
And apparently really horny.
Is AZ
yeah, when it's
changing
good.
You?
No, I've always been this way. I just am more open to it. Like, I'm more open about it now.
Yeah, yeah. She's kind of, it's like the lead in Frozen.
Oh, so you're no longer ashamed about feeling good.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Well, okay. Yeah, I'm working on it. There's still shame there, but.
One more time, the name of the band?
Lost Dog Street Band.
They are a real band.
And they are real good.
And they're getting a shout out right now on the Buzz.
Heck yeah, everybody, seriously, check it out. If you like really sad bluegrass music,
of course it's got to be sad.
Oh, it's real sad.
Oh, man.
It's the best kind of
It was
bluegrass.
Lost Dog Road.
Lost Dog Street Band.
Lost Dog Street Band. So that's just like the Found Kitty Alley band?
Yes. Is that a band?
Probably. Somewhere.
Oh, I don't know.
I would not know any of these obscure bands that you speak of.
Well, you were in Lawrence enjoying the show with the person that has changed you into a kinder human being.
Yes.
While Christopher was either with his loving wife, who is very, very, very pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin, I'm sure you were with your girlfriend.
I was.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was home alone on the couch with my cat. And I was watching Forensic Files.
Again?
Yes.
Anything good?
I can't quit it. I can't quit you.
This is season 4, right?
This is season 5 now.
Season 5?
Yes.
You were just on season 4 last week, weren't you?
Yes. So I just continued to do my puzzle and never looked up at the screen when they showed the dead bodies. So I'm good now.
Is this why you don't text back us? You're always busy in your binges?
Yes. That's what I do when you guys are all with loving other human beings with heart beats and stuff, and I'm alone with my damn cat.
Wow. Blanche has a heartbeat.
It's irregular, too.
Oh, I love him so much.
So, we're sitting there cuddling. Yes, we are. And just, like, every now and then, there's these gems on the show, on Forensic Files, the show that I watch every night before I go to bed. I have got to play this for you, because when the narrator said it, I had to stop and rewind and be like, he didn't really just say what I thought he said, okay? First, I'm going to play for you the little intro so you know what the episode was about, okay? Nope.
I hate
this.
This
is the story of two brothers. Their empire crumbled in 1991 when one of the brothers was murdered, some say, in cold blood.
All right, just so you, that's how you know, like, what the episode is about.
Some say.
In cold blood. His voice is so good.
That's, yeah.
Now, what I heard.
By all accounts, Artie was the wilder of the two, earning the nicknames Merry Prankster and Party Artie. If Jim Mitchell was the brains of the operation, Artie was its genitals.
What? What? What?
Okay, one more time.
Hold on.
Right! I did not edit that in any way, shape, or form. That is season 5, episode 27. It's called Brotherly Love.
Ugh. If Jim Mitchell was the brains of the operation, Artie was its genitals.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't understand the context at all. He was the prankster. He was the goofy one. He was the one that was always having fun. So he was the genitals.
If Jim Mitchell was the brains of the operation.
No, that's Jim.
Artie was its genitals.
No, he's the merry prankster. Artie was the merry prankster and also the genitals. They go hand in
hand. What the hell, guys? What the hell?
I've never heard of somebody being referred to as the genitals before.
I know.
Before.
It's like the brain or the brawn. You know,
yeah.
That's the way that it goes. I was not expecting. Like,
the brain or the wiener?
This is Forgotten Bears on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Because of the dust.
It gets me every time.
That's the second time you've heard it. It's brand new.
Every time Stacey looks around like, what?
Who's
is
here?
Everyone
who's
okay?
Here?
Who's sneezing? What's going on? Yeah, this is Forgotten Bangers. We usually do this at 7:30, but today we have Representative Sharice Davids coming in to take over the show. So we moved it because we're not getting rid of Forgotten Bangers.
No, we can't.
We're moving it. That's it.
That's it.
So let's just get started.
Yeah.
The first person that we have up for Forgotten Bangers, these are songs that were from, they're basically ghosts of the Billboard alt charts past. Dustin, you're going first.
I got you.
So, the first question that we always ask is, for your selection for Forgotten Bangers, are they still a band?
Yes. They dissolved in 2012. I love how they used the word dissolved.
Yeah.
But then reformed in 2016. So.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought they would have been done by now, but, you know, why not?
I just dissolved. It's just such a weird word. I'm just picturing them not existing anymore. And then all of a sudden, someone's sitting there on the couch, and then, like, there's the band members.
See, none of you watched Avengers, right?
I was thinking the same thing. I didn't see it, but I was thinking.
Okay.
Right. Is that a Thor reference?
No. You've seen the memes. All right. What's my next question?
Okay. When was your song on the Billboard Alt charts?
2004. It peaked at number 3.
Yikes. Mm,
That's a banger.
Yeah. It is a banger.
Is there any interesting history or an interesting story regarding the song that you picked?
So it was actually released in August of 2003 in mm-hmm. Australia. I didn't realize they were an Australian band until 10 minutes ago. And then it got released in May of 2004. So a whole 9 months later, a whole baby later, it was released in the States.
Chris just looks up. And is this band coming to Kansas City?
Sadly, they are not.
Okay, well, that's a damn shame. Let's load yours in. Oh, yeah, of course. That's
another,
a good one.
Another sing-along song.
All right, tell everybody what it is.
Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet.
Huh?
I know, right?
It's crazy.
All right, we're not doing that.
Oh, come on. All right, fine. This is Forgotten Bangers. We usually do this in the 7:30, but right now, we're going to do it right now because Sharice Davids, Representative Sharice Davids, is coming in. And that was your pick?
Yeah.
Song.
Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet. Oh, I love that song.
Banger.
It is.
Total banger.
As Stacey mentioned, that's not their number one hit, but it's a number 3 hit.
What was their number one hit?
Cold Hard Bitch.
Oh, yes. That's the song that plays every time Stacey
comes
in. My
theme song. Yeah.
There
and I walk in the room.
My jokes are so predictable now. Chris.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm phenomenal.
I love your pick.
This is amazing. I didn't quite realize what the song, and then I started listening to it, and I'm like, that just brought back the feels and the memories. I'm like, this is my pick for this week.
So this has been on my list to pick, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love this song.
Battle of the Bangers.
Yeah. Mm. So, let me ask you the question.
Yeah. Ask me the questions, Jordan.
Are they still a band?
Kinda. The band broke up in 2005, but like Dustin's band, they reformed back in 2013, and last 2 years ago, they announced that they'll have new music in 2018, and that's the latest info I have.
That's pretty good.
Did new music come out last year?
I can't find any.
Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe they had a tweet from March 17th that said the feels are coming, can't wait, bring in tissues.
Oh.
And I click on it and said this tweet is unavailable. So I don't know what that's about.
Maybe they broke up again.
I hope not.
That's the thing. After you break up once.
They dissolved.
Yeah. Nice. When was your song on the Billboard Alt charts?
This would have been the summer of going into my freshman year. So that was August 2001.
Freshman year of high school.
High school.
Okay, yes.
It was peaked at number 14. It was on the charts for 14 weeks.
Wow, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That is a long time.
History or interesting story with the song?
The lead singer looks like he's like 14, yep. But he sounds like he's like 50.
Right.
He has the deepest voice. Yeah.
You might be the...
It's incredible.
Stacey might be the only one that can sing at this level.
Uh-oh,
with this
I'm
song.
Ready.
And is this band coming to Kansas City?
They might, but as of right now, I have no idea.
Okay. Let's load this in.
Boom.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
So lately. The Calling, Wherever You Will Go.
Wondering who will be there to take my place.
Everybody was singing along to that one, Chris.
Absolutely.
Woo,
I remember being in the pool during the summers listening to that. It was a jam.
That guy enunciates. So lately, been wandering. Like,
man, you nailed that.
Thank you.
It's almost like he's here.
Was
Are you being a dick? I've been a dick. What was that song, Chris?
Wherever You Will Go by The Calling.
We're dusting off hits from the past Billboard Alt Charts. This is Forgotten Bangers on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Do you? Okay, good.
Every time she laughs.
It makes me giggle.
Waiting for you to hate it.
Oh, no.
Awesome. Sneezing in a sweeper.
Sneezing.
That's right. All right, this is Forgotten Bangers. We're moving it again just because we have Representative Sharice Davids coming in at 7:30, and definitely still wanted to do this segment. So we're introducing it to a whole new group of people that are listening.
You're welcome.
Speaking of which, Stacey's pick is up.
You guys up.
Are definitely welcome.
Are definitely welcome.
There's a lot of good songs here today. I don't even know which one is the best yet. But
this one.
Chris,
sure.
Hit her.
Yeah, please.
I separated you two. Okay, so your questions for your Forgotten Banger that you picked for today. Are they still a band?
They are.
Why do you say it like
funny?
That?
Because why are they still a band?
Oh,
you picked
awesome.
This song.
I know. I know.
Why are they still a band is the question. Just keep that in your mind. When was this song on the Billboard Alt Charts?
2003, and it peaked at 10.
Why is that funny?
This is your pick.
You're finding humor in the weirdest things.
You're putting your name behind this. Stacey Moody loves this song, right?
Hell yes, I love this song.
Okay, but the band is funny. I can't wait to... All right, any interesting history or story with the song?
It's one of three anthem songs.
They have more than
I had. No.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. And then it was also featured on a ton of terrible movies.
Like?
The second Dumb and Dumber, like Dumb and Dumberer.
All right, there you go. There you go. Right. You're right? Totally right.
I told you.
I know.
Terrible.
That's hilarious.
All right. And is this band coming to Kansas City?
Unfortunately, no.
But you laughed at them.
You're asking why they're still a band. You can't believe they got number 10, but unfortunately, they're not coming to Kansas City.
This song was, this band got me through my middle school days. So it's cringy, but so good.
All right. Let's find out what it is. Yeah.
Wow,
yes!
You set that up, huh?
I'm so excited to hear this song.
Tell them what it is, Stacey. What's your forgotten banger?
The Anthem by Good Charlotte.
That's so good.
Oh my God, that song is amazing.
Some of the nicest people in music too. I hosted a penthouse when they had a penthouse performance.
Well, yeah.
I was like, just had everyone over at your penthouse?
Sorry, I apologize. I needed to clarify with that. it was a penthouse performance for the radio station I worked at in Los Angeles, and I interviewed them when they were the Madden Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, stepped away from Good Charlotte.
That song was good, though.
It was a great song.
They had, like, two songs. They were good. I liked
but
them.
I was interviewing them, and I looked down, and Nicole Richie was looking at me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I was, madly in love with Joel. I was convinced I was going to marry him.
Really? Because I picture you as a Benji person.
Benji was too much for me.
Okay.
He was too...
With the bleeding tears.
He was too cringy.
Okay.
He was a little annoying.
And then Benji ends up marrying Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. They got real hot wives.
Yes.
I don't
Good for
it.
Them. They're nice guys.
They are.
So...
I mean, not that I've ever met them, but, you know.
Right.
Okay.
No big deal over there.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, we have come to the end of Forgotten Bangers. There's one
End
more left.
Of the road.
Yeah, Stacey.
I'm done. I'm sorry.
No, right. Okay. This one is my pick, and this is All the Feels.
All the Feels. All right. Are they still a band?
Yes.
When were they on the alt charts?
Say what you were going to say.
I read this, and I thought it said vault, but it's BB alt. Like
right.
Billboard alt. Charts.
Balt.
I'm an idiot.
Balt.
The Balt charts.
They were on the Balt charts. They topped at number one in July 2007 with this song.
Okay.
All right. Is there any history or interesting story with it?
Yeah. So the lead singer wrote this song about a girl, right? And then it blew up. Obviously, it was number one in July of 2007. And then the girl's response to him writing this song about her was, "That's nice. Never dated him.
Bitch.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you don't know the story of this song?
No.
Yeah, no, she never dated him.
What a bitch.
How is she a bitch? She just because somebody writes a love song about you, it goes to number one.
Is it because it's terrible? I don't know what it is yet.
It's not.
Is it because it's a really bad love story?
Is it like a prolific love song or like a love song?
Well, you'll find out in 30 seconds if you read the last question.
Is this band coming to town? Oh.
Do you have some information we don't have?
I have information that you don't have, and so because of that, I'm going to just shut up and...
No!
Yeah! Hey, there, Delilah! No! Bitch! Play my tease.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? Oh.
Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Dustin, kick us off with the news.
So the Ohio State University, not just trying to apply for a trademark of the word the.
Can you do that?
Our spokesperson says the is a part of the school's name under state law, and it's important to protect the university's brand and trademarks.
Okay.
And if that's not bizarre enough, the is already up for a trademark. So they're actually late to the party. Mark Jacobs beat him to it.
I believe that they didn't give Cardi B the O-K-R trademark. So why does this place get the B? I don't even understand.
If that works out, can I trademark and?
Yes. And I want the theme to happy birthday.
Okay, can we stop?
Dustin, you have something else.
Yes, Kansas City Zoo has a new visitor from Montreal. And his name is Arnie.
Arnie got here about a month ago from Montreal, the biodome up there.
Oh, wow.
He came down here on Saturday, so he's had a few days to get used to his new digs before everybody got to see him.
What's Arnie?
Arnie's a sloth. We have a sloth now. They're terrifying when they walk. They're like, I'm coming to get you.
I wonder if Arnie will come in studio.
Can we go see him if not?
Yeah, of course.
Stacey,
I think you have a new story
now. I do. So this should warm your claw heart here.
Uh-oh.
Four Loko is joining 22 other seltzer brands. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Okay.
In true Four Loko fashion, 14% alcohol.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's like the Tank 7.
It's the Tank 7 of seltzer alcohol drinks.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for that to come out. That's going to be poor decisions.
Oh, there are going to be so many poor decisions. First of which, drinking a Four Loko in 2019.
There you go. Stacey Moody with the jokes, Chris.
A North Carolina woman needed to make a stop for macaroni and cheese ingredients, so pasta and cheese, and she ended up getting a scratch-off ticket, and she scratched it 2 days later. Guess how much she won?
Nothing, like me, every single time, right?
I swear to God.
No. $250,000!
What?
Yo, that's a lot of mac and cheese, dog.
Yeah,
that's
guess what she's gonna do with the money?
Dogs.
What?
Remodel her bathroom.
I guess that's practical.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you guys ever put hot dogs in your macaroni and cheese?
No, don't do that. Gross.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Hell yeah.
No.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
That song is in drop D.
I don't know what that means.
Drop D. It's when the top guitar string, the thick one, which is normally an E, is detuned. And it makes that like sound.
Mm.
It's been a long time since there's been a song in drop D.
Every time we hear that song, you always say those are new strings.
It sounds like new strings, but it's also new strings and drop D.
Ah.
Is that just the top string changed?
Yeah. It makes this nice sound where it's like, like a chord when you strum everything. It's a really cool thing.
Okay.
People played a lot with that in the late 90s in music.
Kind of like in piano when you just add the seventh to make it just sound just nice.
Yes. Or you could be like the band Korn and just detune all your strings and use your bass as a percussion instrument.
That way no one can replicate your sound because they don't ever really know what key you're in.
True.
I love that.
Green Day recorded an album where they detuned their guitars just by a little bit so that when you play it to standard tuning, it doesn't work.
Yeah. That just makes... I love stuff like that.
Yes. You can tell that I'm nerding out because I'm getting nervous.
Yeah. Please text more things like that in if you know things like that.
If you know things like that.
If you know things. Yeah. Let us know.
Okay, you guys. Ready for this?
I'm so ready.
Because they're here. They're downstairs.
Oh, my God.
Powerful people are almost in the house.
Yes, powerful people are waiting out front. Probably shouldn't let them wait very long, but
yeah.
Yeah, coming up in just 6 minutes, we're doing this thing called Sharice's Shift. We got super lucky. This is a thing that Representative Sharice Davids does to kind of talk to the people so she gets the ideas and things that she needs to bring to Congress from people.
Kind of the grassroots and gets to learn all that.
Exactly.
I think it's an awesome concept.
Yep. She's a, I don't want to tell you all the things that she's done around town as far as shifts yet because it's so good.
Right.
That I want to save it and see like what she does. But yeah, she's going to be in charge.
Mm.
She is. Stacey, I love you to death. I wouldn't step down for you. You can have the show over my dead body.
Okay.
But Representative Sharice Davids, definitely.
Cool. No, I totally get that. That's fine.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
I'm so ready.
Whoa.
Are you ready, Stacey?
I am ready.
I'm so excited. We're going to have, you have a game that you're working on.
Yep.
Right now with her. She's big into sci-fi.
Yep. I've got some stuff lined out.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good game. Also, Stacey and I, you and I have decided to figure out, to do like a silly question quiz.
Yeah.
I want to get to know her.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of hard, you know? I mean, she has such an important job, you know, where there can't be like all this crazy stuff about her on the internet.
I'd like to talk to her with kind of removing the formality of everything. We can just hang out with friends
right.
And Sharice Davids.
That's what this is.
That's incredible.
And she's coming in about 6 minutes.
Ugh.
It's, oh my God, this might be the last time that I say it right now. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
Okay, so. No, you're good. You are good. Welcome to Sharice's Shift. Sharice Davids, hello. Representative Davids. How are you?
I'm good.
It's been
really good.
Like 9 months since we've seen you.
No.
8 months? Yeah. January 31st was the last time that you were here.
Wow.
Oh. Wow.
You had the job for 3 weeks and they were closed.
Yeah,
and
parts of the federal government were closed.
Yeah, it sounded like a real fun way to start your new job.
Mm-hmm. Historic, apparently.
Yes, very much. How's it going?
I think it's going pretty well. We're on our, I've just been saying August recess from voting.
Okay.
Because we're still very, very busy doing lots of Sharice's shifts on radio shows.
Yeah.
Just kidding. This is the only one. This is the only radio
gosh, I
show.
Hope so. I hope so. So, yeah, it's not even a vacation for you. Like you were just saying off air that you get the, quote, month of August off. But I looked on your Twitter. It's like you've got quite the schedule.
Well, there's still a lot. I mean, there's always going to be lots to learn about what's going on in the district, about, you know, yesterday I went and got to tour the Salvation Army. They're doing a bunch of stuff with veterans and so there's the nonprofit stuff that's going on. There's also just lots of especially entrepreneurial stuff that's happening. So It's pretty exciting stuff.
Awesome. Well, we have you here for an hour. Thank you for carving that time out. I know how busy you are. And we've got quite the show planned for you this hour.
No one could see it, but I was just dancing around when she said I was going to be here for an hour.
That's right. Is that a nervous dance? Is it longer than you usually?
Oh, no. It was like a hey.
All right. Well, I hope you like this because I wanted this to be as official as humanly possible. Oh, so
gotten started that way already.
So I have created a couple, like the things that go in between the songs, I created them for you. So here is the one to, like, intro everything.
Okay.
Representative Sharice Davids has the floor. Today it's the sticky radio station floor. But still, Sharice's Shift on 96.5 The Buzz.
Take it, girl. This is your show. You got the radio now.
We've got the floor.
Yes. Yeah. What do you want to say? What do you want to do?
I think we should listen to music.
Okay.
That's one thing. The other thing is, I've been promised game.
Yes.
And so I'm excited about that.
Yes.
And then my hope is that we just have some random conversations because those are the most.
Those are the best.
Are the most. That's good. Also, can we introduce the director?
Absolutely. Hello, Danielle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for setting this all up. You were the one that I've been texting with, and it's just been great to be able to get her in here.
Absolutely. It's my job.
So Danielle is our district director, and she really keeps the trains moving on time. And just today I decided we're going to call her the director.
The director.
I like it.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew. Excuse me. Well, besides helping with your schedule, it sounds like she also takes care of issues that you have at your house when you're trapped in a room.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. Even though I used to be an MMA fighter and people often talk about me being very, very tough, I'm really scared of spiders. And
she has a weakness.
I have a weakness, and it's spiders. And yesterday, Danielle and I were getting ready to go to our first meeting for the day, and she called and said, okay, I'm here. And I was like, I can't come outside yet because I'm not ready because there's a spider in my bathroom, and I still have to, like, comb my hair. And so she came in and
that was her
it.
Way of saying, can you come kill my
Please
spider?
Come inside. So the side door is open.
So I walked upstairs with, I had a frying
she brought
pan.
Frying pan up the stairs. I was like, it's not that big. Also, you're going to mess up the wall.
And their frying pan. Ugh.
I had a frying pan and a plastic cup. Just sometimes she doesn't let us kill it.
Right.
We have to, like, gently
I wanted to go outside.
Spider.
It's not doing anything to anybody, but this one was, like, legitimately
we
scary.
We had to take out this.
It was scary. I almost hurt myself when I saw it.
Oh, my gosh. I had a praying mantis on my window. And I live on the 30th floor, so I was like, how the hell did you get up here? So
Where do you live on the 30th floor? In
Downtown.
Oh, downtown.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it was up there, 30 floors, and then I went to tap it to see if it would just fly away, and it just went like this. Bitch!
Oh, yeah.
It just made
it like, what'd you say to me?
Exactly. I was like, well, you live here
did
now?
Did it lift up one of its little legs?
Like, it did. It did, and it went in its wallet because it's going to have to pay half the rent if it's going to live on my window. Right? Well, you brought in some music that you love, and I wanted to start out with Group Love.
All right.
For
let's
you.
Do it.
And then we'll have a little bit more of a chat right after this.
Okay.
It's Charisse Davids and Friends.
She's our Beyonce. And she's taken over Jordan Silver and Friends today. This is Charisse's Shift on 96.5 The Buzz.
Get it. Rep Davids, what's on your iPod, iPhone? What do you listen to?
It's mostly Beyonce.
Is
Adele.
It? Yeah.
Can I make a confession?
Please do.
Okay. I feel bad for saying this, but when I saw that Adele was getting divorced, I immediately grabbed my face because I realized I was a bad person because I knew that it meant we were going to get to have another Adele CD.
Oh,
yes. Right?
Yes. Yep.
Is that a bad?
No.
A little bad.
Is what? It?
Oh.
A
I'm
little
sorry.
Bad.
Well, Danielle,
I'm sorry.
As your director and your moral compass.
Apparently she's, I'm sorry.
No,
it's just that Adele speaks to people's souls, I think.
Yeah.
And
she's...
Yeah.
One person on a stage and can make an entire arena cry for 2.5 hours straight.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never gone to an Adele concert, but I believe that that is the case because when I'm listening to her in my car, that's what happens.
You're crying in D.C.? In Washington?
Oh, I don't drive in D.C. I have my car is here.
When she's biking down the highway.
You're biking and crying?
Crying.
Well, see, your job is so stressful. Like, to on the outside, the way that we view it, it's just like, all right, we're going to just throw these amazing people at all of these problems and hope to God that you guys just don't give up.
Oh, yeah. No one out there's given up.
Good.
No one out there's given up.
Thank you for all of that, by the way. Thank you for going there and fighting the good fight for all of the things that are important, all the things that you learn when you do a Charisse's Shift from...
Which I realized we didn't even say, we've got all these promos, which are amazing. And then we didn't say what Charisse's Shift is. So, this is my first time having a Charisse's Shift on a radio show. So basically I get to go and actually do some of the hard work that folks are doing. Sometimes it's small businesses. I got the chance to go over to Jones Barbecue and, I've moved some of the meat around in the smoker.
They said that they got you like doing orders and everything.
Yeah, I was putting orders together, and it turns out my work experience at Sonic really helped with that. Because I used to bag up orders sometimes.
No roller skates though.
Oh yeah, of course roller skates.
Okay, I like how that's just a yes, obviously
as often as possible.
You were at UPS as well.
Oh, I did go do a Charisse's Shift at UPS. Got to deliver some packages to some businesses, and then we went into the mall, and I was pushing the cart around.
Is it a coincidence that you're now in physical therapy for your back right after Sharice's shift at UPS. That's,
I saw that picture on your Twitter. There were like a lot of boxes on that, whatever you call it. Jackhammer?
Yeah, this is previous. This is previous stuff.
To be fair, she was lifting those boxes. That wasn't just a photo.
But I was bending at the knees.
Yeah, you got to lift with your knees.
I have a feeling bend at the knees.
She knows how to bend at the knees.
Go ahead, Danielle.
Please speak.
For the record, she didn't really drive the UPS truck.
Oh, that I didn't drive the truck. No.
Would they have a problem with that?
I would have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a good driver?
Yeah, I think so.
Danielle?
She's better than I am.
Okay.
Danielle is not a bad driver.
She is a cautious driver. 10 and
careful.
2.
10 and 2.
Careful.
Are you always 10 miles under the speed limit?
That's not true.
10 miles under the speed limit.
So if we're ever late to a meeting, for the record,
I jump in the car and drive us.
That's true. I was gonna say, it's either because of a spider situation or because I was driving.
Yeah.
Well, you guys were here on time, so you must have driven yourself.
No, she drove us, but I don't live that far from here, so.
Oh, no way. Wow, you really are going to take my job when you're done with your current job.
I'm not smiling really big right now.
You are, and Laszlo loves you. He's probably going to come in early just to be in the same vicinity as you. Oh, man. All right. Well, you know, it's fine. We can switch jobs, and so I can go, in front of everybody and just be like.
Would you want to be in Congress?
Well, you know what I would do. If I had the floor.
I feel like I know, and I feel like it has something to do with Taylor Swift. Yes. His name, are you allowed to say that?
Yes, I am. Yes. Okay. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's all I would do. That's unfortunately. I would be on the floor and just be like, hey, anybody got Taylor Swift's phone number? Anybody got it? Tennessee?
There is probably a couple of members of Congress who have. I don't, for the record.
Sorry.
So I should have prefaced before I even started. I don't have it, but I'm sure some members of Congress do.
Oh, man.
Well, I will say the one deal I have with Sharice is that I have permission to leverage her celebrity to try and get my 6-year-old son in the same room as Patrick Mahomes. So
you haven't done that yet? Really? I'm surprised that you're not there every weekend.
I'm putting out a call right now.
Okay. Did you hear that, Mahomes peeps?
I don't have listening.
God, I hope they are. Actually, they are. We know for a fact. So this is amazing.
Awesome.
So Stacey,
I'm not trying to take that job, though. I'm not trying to do a job swap with
Mahomes.
Right.
Yeah. Really?
No. I know how to throw a football, but
you should at least do a shift.
Ooh, did you hear that?
I like it.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Did you hear that, Chiefs?
Coming in with the ideas.
Yeah.
I love it.
She's going to take my
job.
She's
trying to take your director job.
This is perfect.
We're all going to do shifts of everybody's job.
And I'm going to be in the unemployment line.
That's not true.
But I'm excited because, you work on so many different things. Student loan debt is something that's really important to you.
Access to mental behavioral health. I'm sorry.
No.
Access to mental behavioral health services. And what's the other thing? What's the other thing you were going to say? I cut you off.
Healthcare costs.
Oh, my goodness. Prescription drug costs are like out of control right now. So we're trying to figure out ways to make sure that people can get the medicine that they need. I mean, it seems like a very basic concept. In fact, yesterday I had a conversation with a bunch of folks who run like local pharmacies about the costs of insulin, access to insulin. And so many people have seen their like insulin, which has been around for a really long time.
Right.
So it's not as if we're seeing like innovations in that space, but the cost has like quadrupled for some folks, and it seems outrageous.
Mm. What can you do? What can we do? What can we do? Can we do anything?
Well, we can definitely. I think one of the things is just like getting the word out, because I don't think that a lot of people often realize how bad it's gotten. Mm-hmm. So it really helps when folks reach out to our office to let us know about, in fact, that's how we put together a panel on a roundtable on prescription drug costs. And a number of the people who were on the panel were people who had reached out to our office to let us know. So, a mom whose daughter is a sophomore in high school now and is, her daughter got diagnosed when she was like 5,
mm-hmm.
and her insulin costs quadrupled during the course of her during the course of her childhood. And I think that's the kind of thing where if you've got families that are, you know, having to decide how they're going to allocate their budget and the cost of literally life-saving medication is quadrupling, that has a significant impact on their life.
Yes. It makes your life a value, a number, you know, and possibly an unachievable one, which that's the thing that people would do anything for their family so that they can live. It's just, what's going on in the world? But we do actually know what's going on in the world. We are going to do the news real quick because it's what we do at this point. And then when we come back, do you mind us asking you some just silly questions?
I would love that. And also, next time we come in, if you want, you can give me the little sheet of news and I can read it off.
Oh, see, we didn't want to make you work that hard because as the show, as the person that the show is, everybody else just kind of like works for you. Oh. So
yeah, we do the dirty work. You just sit back and look pretty and... Well,
what do you mean, well? Oh, shut up, Stacey Moody.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
The news with, I guess, on Charisse Davids and Friends, actually. Ooh. Yes, that's what it is. Kick us off, Chris.
Okay, this one will affect a lot of people in the metro directly. I-70 is closing between I-435 and I-470 291 in the Independence Blue Spring area between September 6th and September 9th. Okay, listen to this. Crews will close both directions of I-70 between I-435 and I-70 beginning that Friday through that Monday. Includes closures of all ramps to and from I-70 in the area. That's every single one. You will not be able to get to I-70 from that. It will have major impacts to traffic.
Do they say why? Of course they don't.
They are demolishing a bridge.
Okay.
There are going to be straight up riots.
Everybody just stay home that weekend.
Yeah. Oh,
at least that's not the weekend of Labor Day.
It's the next
Memorial
weekend.
Day. Okay, good. Yeah, it's okay. What's going on, Dustin?
Did any of you guys have a Sega Genesis growing up?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Oh my God, it's 20 years older than you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have one, never did, but they're releasing a Sega Genesis Mini, which will have all of your favorite games. Listen to how excited this guy is.
When it was announced by Sega that they were going to be handling this system instead of AT games, I got very excited. When it was also announced that M2 was going to be handling the emulation on the system, I once again got very excited.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. It's coming out September 19th. So that guy, September 19th, you're going to have really crazy people like that out.
Yikes. Nothing to say after that, except for now let's hand it over to Stacey.
You guys, the story warms my cold, dead heart.
Oh, it's so cute.
She's you
so
guys, changing. You guys know the couple on the cover of the Woodstock album, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so they are still together, and they have the cutest story about their visit to Woodstock that year.
All the commotions, just the traffic, the people, the scenes that were going on.
Their music is loud, and they dress weirdly and smoke pot.
He was so ramped up, and he said,
"We can't accept more people. Please don't come. Buy the records or go to the next concert, but don't come here."
We were 20. We had to go. Tension was to come up, check it out, and be back home so I could go to Mass the next day. When I was supposed to be attending Mass, the picture was taken. Proof that I did not go to Mass.
I really hope they didn't get in too much trouble for skipping Mass.
No, they're just going to go to hell, but...
I mean...
Casual.
Right. Well, they smoke all that weed and all that weird stuff, you know? They're going to go to hell anyway.
Okay. All right. Here we are. Judgment Day. Chris, I know that this last story is right up your power alley.
Okay, I'm not to be a conspiracy theorist at all, but Kenyan officials exhume a man's body to retrieve the uniform he was wearing.
Did it have significance? What was significant about the uniform?
No one really knows. Okay. The officials are denying they did that. The family saw him be buried in his uniform, and the officials are saying, no, we actually changed his clothes before he was buried, and we don't need this uniform, and we could afford to buy another one.
The reason that I feel like this is your perfect story is because it involves a dead body, but it also involves pulling it, like, digging it back up to be cheap to give somebody a uniform that somebody was buried in. Would you wear that?
Not a uniform, but this isn't news, because Dwight actually had his father reburied, because he wore his suit, his grandfather's burial suit, to his wedding.
I thought you were going to go, I wouldn't wear the suit, but I would wear the skin.
That's him as well.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Charisse's shift.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
With Rep Davids.
Rep Davids.
I was going to give you a DJ name. Do you want one?
Is it just DJ Rep Davids?
Well, I mean, that's a good one. Rep is like a good one. But
no. Danielle's shaking her. That's a hard no, apparently.
Okay.
Hard pass.
Empress Charisse Gravy Muffin. I'm on a DJ name. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to try click that again.
Muffin Top.
Tenacious Missy Charisse. MC Charisse.
There it is.
I like Tenacious Muffin something. Tenacious Muffin Rep. No, okay. I'm not good at this.
Let's try Danielle. Let's see what your DJ name would be. D-Mix.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Done.
Solved. Okay, done.
D-Brat, D-Trip. Wow, they really just
gave
not
up.
Not D-Trip.
Not D-Trip. Okay, so Stacey and I put
that
together
was a wonky
some
political joke.
Oh, was it? Damn it, yeah, no, I missed right. it.
No, that's good. It's good, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good that you missed it.
Okay,
trust me.
Good. So Stacey and I put together some silly questions because we want to get to
I'm
know
so excited
you
about
as
this.
A person.
I'm so excited about this because I have no idea what you're going to ask.
Oh, this is going to be like off the wall.
Oh, yeah.
What is on your perfect pizza?
Oh, that's easy.
We're not going in hard with the hard political questions.
Okay.
She eats a lot of pizza.
I do.
Do you?
I eat a lot of pizza. Thin crust.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be thin crust. Pepperoni, Italian sausage, and then goat cheese.
Mm.
Or pepperoni, ham, and goat cheese.
Mm. Mm. Do you call it Canadian bacon or ham?
I have a funny story. I
Let's
call
hear
it ham. I mean, well, actually, I think they're actually different. But I went I went to Canada once. I had the worst travel day. So, of course, I get to where I'm staying. And I was like, well, I'm going to have to order a pizza because that's the only thing for me to, like. So I called and I was like, yeah, can I get a thin crust pepperoni? And and then I was like, I'm sorry. I'm American. And I don't know if I'm supposed to call it Canadian bacon because I'm in Canada. And then the guy just literally, he laughed at me so hard. And he was like, yeah, you can call it Canadian bacon.
Wow.
And then, yeah. So I usually call it ham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I didn't think to like if you go to France.
So he really
just
didn't even answer my question.
So you want to go? Still don't know.
So we don't know. That was 10 years ago, I bet.
Wow. Danielle, I feel like you're going to put that on your list of things to do.
It's on my to-do list today.
Yeah. What's your favorite pizza?
I'll report back to you.
Danielle, director, mix.
My kids only eat cheese, so I usually eat cheese pizza or Charisse's leftover pizza.
Charisse's leftover pizza. Ooh, yum.
And my eyes are often bigger than my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it always, especially with pizza. You're just like, I'm going to do this.
I'm going to eat this large pizza at Waldo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Should I not have said the name?
No. You're good. We've got the pitch awards going, the pitch nominations / voting going on right now. Where is your
favorite? Is Waldo
favorite?
On the list?
I think.
Waldo
I haven't got to food yet.
Yeah, I know.
I think very favorite long. Elected official is part of that.
Yes, is you. You are
Plug.
Nominated.
Yeah.
Plug.
Do they have favorite district director on there?
Oh.
You would for sure win.
Oh. We'll write it in.
You'll let her like accept the award or something. I don't know. No.
On behalf of.
Yeah. I'm nominated for radio DJ personality, and I told my therapist you can have this award because you were the one that talked me through all this crap. Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
I voted for you.
Oh my god!
Of course. The second I saw your name there, I was like, don't even care about anybody else. Yes. How about, what was your first concert?
Oh, I went to Summerfest. My mom was stationed in Korea when I was a teenager. So I lived with my cousin in Milwaukee. And they have Summerfest there. And it lasts for like 2 weeks. And I went and saw No Doubt.
Oh, that's such a good one. Sorry.
She like climbed on. She was like, Gwen Stefani was like on fire at that
concert. She always is.
I saw her in Vegas last summer for the Just a Girl like tour. Uh-huh. Well, the residency. She danced and jumped for so long that in the middle she does a slow song. The whole audience sits down. We had to rest, but Gwen was still dancing and jumping for 2.5 hours.
So I actually made a mistake just now. I saw Michael Jackson when I was like 8.
Whoa.
My mom was stationed in Germany and we went to Munich and he was I guess I don't know how old I was. It was like 8 or 9 or somewhere around there. Because it was the bad tour.
Mm. Wow.
So lucky. Mine is Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
no, my, people that's are good. Like NSYNC,
yeah,
Michael Jackson.
I used to go to all the concerts at Sandstone, whatever it's called now. But
it's Sandstone.
Yeah. I even call it Sandstone, and I wasn't even here when they called it Sandstone. Yeah. I've heard it so many times.
I saw Spice Girls out there.
What?
Oh.
I saw Dixie Chicks out there.
Love them.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
So jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. What's the next question?
What's invisible but you wish people could see?
What kind of a question is that, Stacey Moody?
Love.
Oh.
Never mind.
Wow. All of us just vomited in this room.
You're welcome.
All right. Here's a hard-hitting question after that beautiful one. Toilet paper. Mm. Hang it over or under?
Y'all, I'm getting real personal. Over.
I know, but I need to know this.
Over,
good, right, yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes,
obviously,
of course.
Obviously, because you're not a garbage person.
Stacey Moody, you heard. This is Stacey
Moody. What is the best type of cheese?
Oh, this is a hard one. I really like goat cheese. I feel like, so I haven't had a Costco membership in a while, but I used to get like a really big goat cheese that had the rosemary spice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not spice. That's other
herb.
Yeah. Thank you. Jeez Louise. but my go-to, I think, is like a sharp cheddar block. And I'll just like.
Do you eat some of that while you're in the car crying to Adele?
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. It feels like we already talked about this. Did we talk about it?
No. It's just familiar.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I'm. Okay. We're here. We're here.
Rep Davids, do you have your wisdom teeth out?
I do. I had to. So this is. So when I was in law school, I was in so much pain because I needed to get my wisdom teeth taken out. And I actually had to like go increase my student loans so I could pay to get my wisdom teeth out. And so I'm still paying for my wisdom teeth out, I guess.
Wow. Wow.
It was
God.
Like wild how much it's for anybody who has had a toothache, you know that like. It's crazy to think how this little tiny, you know, one little tooth mm-hmm. can like literally make you bend at the knees, fall over,
nice.
Not be able to function.
I had a toothache last summer and I went to my dentist and was like, can you just remove my bottom jaw and everything? Like, I don't care if this is what I look like. I'll sign a waiver. I don't care. It hurts so much.
Yeah.
If I had a dime for every time I asked my dentist for dentures, I would be so rich.
You'd be able to pay for your dentures.
I would be able to, yeah.
Yeah.
If animals could talk, mm-hmm. which one would be the rudest?
Rudest? I'm not going to say.
Sloth?
No, she's going to say
comment.
Cat. She's going to say in front of you. I just got a kitten last weekend.
Did you? I was about to ask you. One of my questions is cat or dog person? Rudest?
Are you guys looking for a new DJ? You sold me out. You just sold me out. Oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't be good at your job.
No.
She would be late to everything.
She's skeptical at best about my new kitten.
No, I'm not skeptical about the kitten. I'm skeptical about having to do litter.
You can get a little robot. It'll do it itself.
Oh.
I've had a little robot. We'll it doesn't this. Work.
Wait, so you had a cat.
I've had cats.
And now you don't like cats?
I had two cats, actually. They were amazing. Oscar, who only had one eye, and Pepperoni.
Oh, that name.
Everybody loved Pepperoni. Even people who didn't like cats loved Pepperoni. He was the sweetest cat ever.
No.
But that doesn't mean that. So I wouldn't say rude necessarily, but like frank, candid.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Like,
honest.
If my cat could talk, he'd be like, "You look like
hell.
Stop crying about her." Like, that's what my cat would. I'm so glad that we don't
and
speak.
Leave that praying mantis alone.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Mm-mm. Should eyebrows be considered facial hair?
Mm.
Wow.
I know. Deep
this
questions.
This is deep.
In what context?
I don't know. I just found that question and was like, let's find out.
Because you don't shave it.
No. But some people like
some
manicure.
Some people should, maybe.
That's Danielle.
I think she's talking about me. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. I feel like maybe facial hair is everything, like, from the top of your ears down. So if you drew a line from the top of your ears across your face down.
Okay.
Facial hair.
All right. Then, all right. I'm just going to shut up now. It's your turn.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
I'd rather not fight at all.
But if you had to.
Like, no.
The fate of the world. The fate of the world.
I would say, wait, so horses can bite.
They can?
And they have big teeth.
They do.
Even if they're duck size, like in proportion to their body, I would say they probably would have big teeth. I'd probably rather fight a massive duck because you could just like,
but
you could swipe them at the twiggy legs that they've got.
But thinking about it, imagine the duck.
You could break a wing.
Fighter at heart, always.
Yeah. But the nice thing is like, you could probably, there's not, I guess I don't know what's in, there's not teeth inside there. So you could like.
Or they could like.
Hold it open.
I love how head. Chris is just so into this. What do you think?
And I could get a real solid kick into the chest of a big duck.
That's true. You're right. That's true. Mm-hmm.
I'd have to move really quickly for 100 duck-sized horses.
Yes.
And they have those hooves.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe
yeah.
They're stomping on my toe.
Yeah, no, no, no. Danielle will be there when you get tired. Or actually,
oh yeah, can I have reinforcements? Do I get to have 100 size? Some 100
Danielle's.
Small size?
You get 100 Danielle's. 100 directors.
100 duck sized Danielle's.
Yeah. Yes.
As part of my around. Coalition
or
against
one horse sized. Which one next of those question. Would you pick? God oh, damn. Okay, next question. What's the last thing that you binge watched on Netflix?
Supergirl.
Supergirl.
Oh, okay.
The most recent season of Supergirl.
We don't know that
one. You don't know about that? Oh, okay. What?
What kind of show is it?
What?
Damn it.
It's hardly like a Supergirl. Clues.
All right. Oh,
text clues.
Goodness.
Shut up. All right. Go
Supergirl's part of the Arrowverse. Okay, go ahead. Next
Arrowverse.
Question.
Would you rather be without elbows or be without knees?
I feel like it'd be easier to function without knees than it would without elbows because most of the talking I do involves a lot of hand motions and I need to be able to bend at the elbows for that.
Mm-hmm.
And without knees, I could still sit. I wouldn't be able to sit the way I'm sitting right now.
Right. You'd have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'd probably be
like a Barbie.
Easier to just lay down.
True.
All right. Last question. And then we're going to do some commercials and come back with a game with Rep Davids, who this time has gone by so fast.
I know.
It's 8:19 right now.
Let's cancel the next thing.
After that guy's off the table.
All right. Sounds good.
Sorry, guy.
Which actor would you like to play you in your life story?
Ooh.
Wow. I have no idea.
Who's your favorite actress?
Who do you think?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Taylor Swift, obviously.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Taylor Swift would play you.
My part, actually.
Oh.
That's true. Okay. Selena Gomez? I don't know. I was thinking of who she's friends with.
I like that.
What are you showing her, Chris?
I can't sing. Ooh.
Oh,
Rashida Jones. She's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
She's really cool. Mm,
I like that answer. This wouldn't be a musical.
Job.
I have a very...
Yeah, we don't need to...
You don't know that.
Charisse Davids and Friends will be right back.
She's our Beyonce, and she's taken over Jordan Silver and Friends today. This is Charisse's Shift on 96.5 The Buzz.
The boss is here. I can see him through the window right now, and he's probably just like, all right, well, you're fired, and... Anytime that Charisse Davids wants to start. anytime she wants
to
start.
Is there really a boss out there?
Yeah, he's right over there. Oh. This is a beautiful spot right here where you're like doing the radio show and you look over and your boss that could fire you and like step on you. Yeah, he's looking at me right now.
Are his arms crossed?
No, he's on his phone, but I know he's paying attention to me. Like, why does he have to be put there? Why does the boss got to be put there? Anyway, thank you so much for coming in.
I'm so glad to be here. This has been fun. This has been very fun.
Time goes by really fast.
It does go by really fast. I didn't realize that it was already almost an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. We definitely learned a lot about you as a person. I appreciate you opening up and everything.
I learned a lot about you when you said you didn't know about Supergirl.
I know. I'm the worst. Well, because like if you Google you online, it's like stuff that comes up that's just like the top part of a mullet. It's just like all business.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, I no, know that makes sense. This woman, you know, sometimes wears sweatpants. Let's learn about her. Mm. No? No?
Not really.
Okay, no. That's, well, egg on my face.
Did you see that movie with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy?
The Heat?
The Heat.
Yes.
Remember when she's like, let's go. And then she said, hold on, I got to change out of my pajamas.
Yeah,
and she's like, oh, I didn't realize people wore three-piece suits to bed. That's me.
I love that movie. That was like one of my favorite movies. Three-piece suit to bed.
I bet one of the phrases that I say most often is, I didn't come here to have fun.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I don't, but it's not that I don't enjoy things. It's just that often I'm, you know, I have a lot of work to do and things are very important. And so
for real. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I appreciate you.
Which is probably why I'm enjoying this so much, because it's one of the, you know, one of the first times that I've gotten to talk about Supergirl or the Arrowverse or something in, you know, a public setting.
You'll be able to talk about it a lot more because
uh-huh.
We asked Danielle earlier something. We asked if there was something that you knew a lot about so that we could play a game with you, mm-hmm. play a quiz game mm-hmm. with you. And depending on how many you get right. Yeah. There's 8 or there's 10 of them?
Ten.
There's 10.
Ten.
As many as you get wrong, we're going to give out tickets to our Basic Witch Party, which is...
Wait, that's a perverse incentive. Because I want people to be able to go to your party.
Well, the show is in October, the end of October. So we have a lot of other chances.
Oh, you're going to give away a bunch of...
Yeah, yeah. We have a lot of time between now and then when they can see Matt and Kim at the Midland. But...
At the Midland.
Yes. Okay. Or you want to do how many right you get. Would you rather do it that way?
I like that better. Let's do that.
I like that better. Okay. It puts more pressure on me. I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm sitting up straight now.
We're just used to here at Jordan Silver and Friends like dumping on each other. So that's why we automatically go to Stacey.
We're going to reward people for how bad you do.
Yes, that's what we do on this show. So that's just kind of where my brain went. But we will take the
And I'm over here like, love.
Yeah. That's okay, though. That's great. Okay. That's good. We just all stay happy and think that way. So Dustin put together this list of theme songs. He clips from sci-fi shows.
Okay. Ooh, I do love sci-fi.
Yes, thank God. Thank God, because otherwise we don't have a game to play.
Okay.
So we're going to have you play.
I haven't been watching as much TV.
This kind of like ranges.
Shows or movies?
Super easy.
Shows or movies?
Shows.
Okay.
And all right, ready? All right.
The Jetsons.
Yes, that's the Jetsons. Nice. Yes. All
his
right.
Son Elroy, or is that how?
Yep, that's it. Daughter
Jane, Judy. His wife.
Oh, Jane, his wife.
Meet George Jetson. Beow, 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 beow. His boy Elroy.
Oh, boy Elroy. Oh yeah, that rhymes.
Daughter Judy.
Okay.
Yes! Yeah!
Okay, one set of tickets.
All right.
Or is it a set of tickets or just one individual ticket?
Always a pair.
Yeah.
Always a pair.
One set of tickets.
For me, it's just like, here's one and a pass for your cat.
All right.
Story of my life.
All right.
You've mentioned this show today since you've been here.
Supergirl.
It's not Supergirl. I think this is Flash.
Oh,
did we have that button?
Yeah. Did she say it? No.
Is
okay.
It Arrow? Is it Arrow?
It's Stargate Atlantis.
I was like, this sounds very Stargate-like. But then, then when you said you've mentioned it, then I was like, oh, well, I've been talking about the Arrowverse, so I picked one of those. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's okay.
Oh, I really liked Atlantis, too. I really liked Atlantis. And then I also liked Universe. I don't know if anybody ever saw Universe.
Mm.
They canceled it too early. They always do. They always cancel
Like Timeless.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
Yeah. What are you just saying that?
No, I actually really did watch Timeless. I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I love the the
Stargate series.
Okay. Next one, please.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed now.
Punisher.
It's okay. It's early in the morning. You're on vacation.
Can we switch back? Can we switch back to all the ones that I mess up?
We can do anything that you want. It is your show, Representative Davids.
Is it Westworld?
Mm-hmm. Arrow.
That's Arrow?
Oh, my God.
According to
him.
Okay,
I'm going to be honest with you here.
Oh, no.
On Arrow, basically on all these shows, because I watch it on Netflix, they have the button that says skip intro, mm-hmm. except on Supergirl this last time, it didn't have that. It didn't have the skip intro. So you have to use the little controller to fast forward past it. But
what?
I don't listen to that. I don't watch the beginning. I also very rarely watch the recap.
Oh, God. All right. Well, the one person is very lucky.
So we're out of time.
No. We got it for what? Four more?
We'll get her four more.
Okay, cool.
Oh, Mark and Mindy.
All right, yes. Representative Davids, you know.
Oh my goodness, I was starting to really worry.
No, you're good. This is like a whole different, this ranges through all of them. All right, this is our next one. Okay.
Oh, X-Files.
Okay.
Okay, apparently, play the older ones. I guess they rebooted X-Files or something, didn't they? I have not yet watched any of the reboot.
Is the reboot out yet, or are they still just working on it? Okay.
Very good, then.
We are so knowledgeable.
Next question.
Okay.
Oh, this sounds like Westworld. Or what is it? Is that the name of it? Westworld? Yeah, Westworld.
Oh, right. Look at this. Is this like that story of the baseball player who just let the two strikes go by and then he hit the last one into a home run?
Oh, it might be more like, I don't know if I'm good at pool.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to bet money on the next one?
Are you good at pool?
I don't know. Just kidding. I'm decent. I'm not the best. I'm rusty. It's been a while.
I'm sure that's not like something you're like, hey guys, want to get a beer after work and play pool?
Yeah.
Damn.
Plus, I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, good for you. Chris doesn't either. We drink too much White Claw.
We drink enough for you.
Yes.
Oh, good. To make up
Stacey,
for you.
Actually, well, actually, just as a human being, just her.
I love it. I like that when I go hang out with people, you have a built-in designated driver.
Which is so nice.
That's so nice of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you want to go hang out this weekend?
Right.
I definitely could use a DD and save me the $10 Uber drive. All right, so this is going to be the last one.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right. I better get this one. Dr. Who.
Yes! Okay. All right. That means that we are giving out five pairs of passes to our Basic Witch Party with Matt and Kim.
What was funny about that is I was kind of leaning back and really thinking and listening, and then I was like, oh,
that's it.
And I popped up real quick.
That's
Dr. Who.
Awesome.
Well, I haven't gotten to watch the new Dr. Who with the Lady Who? I don't know.
Lady
Doctor.
That was my nickname in high school.
Yeah.
What's that Lady Who?
Lady Doctor.
Lady Doctor.
Doctor Who.
That certainly was not your nickname.
No, I tried to be a Lady Doctor, but they kicked me out. Okay, so thank you so much for coming in. I know. Here, let's move it back to talking about Charisse's shift. What's coming up with you for the Charisse's shift?
I don't know that we have the next one planned, do we?
We don't have a date for the next one.
Oh, okay.
So we're taking suggestions. If anybody has... All right, street cleaner, that's on the list.
Street cleaner.
I'm going to work on that. But if anybody has
the
suggestions,
Chiefs.
Give us a call.
Oh, yeah, the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I
should be a
Mr.
football
Reed,
coach.
If you've got any mm-hmm. openings.
I should be a conditioning... Okay, Danielle's really trying to actually get people to send in suggestions. And I'm over here yelling, I should be a conditioning coach for the Chiefs. It would be really awesome for folks to let us know some interesting Charisse's shifts that we should do, whether it's a small business or the Chiefs.
Yes. One. Yeah, yeah. Text us that to 96500, and we'll get you the list of all of those and contact information as well. Is there anywhere online that anybody can submit for Charisse's shift?
Twitter. Davids.house.gov. Or hit us up at Twitter.
All right.
Rep Davids. Yeah. Facebook. Rep Davids.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so
all
much
the
for
social
coming
medias.
In. This has been like the best day that we've had in a very long time. And thank you for opening up and especially for all you do every day for us little people.
That don't say little people.
Well, I don't know.
The government has power because the people allow the government to have power. It's in the Constitution. Actually, it's in the Declaration of Independence.
Do you know that word consent for
both of which she carries around in her backpack?
Consent to the government.
Do you have one in your back pocket?
Yeah, you want to see it? Yeah. Hold on.
We have to go.
Are you really? She really has the Declaration of Independence in her backpack? It's like you're ready for, what's that movie? That movie about like treasure?
National Treasure.
Yes, National Treasure.
What if I have to, hold on.
Oh
here
my
it is.
Goodness.
It's a little, and I have my favorite lines underlined, at least, yeah, no, I do. I have my favorite lines underlined. So in the Declaration of Independence, I'll read the section.
Okay.
Wow, these are long sentences. Okay.
They were very wordy.
There's the part where we talk about holding these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among people, it says men, people, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
Wow.
That means the government has power because the people allow the government to have power. And then at the very end, after a few pages of why the United States wants to break away from the British monarchy, at the very end, it says, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
I pledge that to
Here
you,
we are.
Too. All
I
day.
I pledge that to you as well.
my God.
But we don't pledge that to Stacey Moody. No.
Never.
Definitely to the colon, though.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
Chris, what was it like having a private conversation?
I felt so powerful walking around asking these questions with no press or media around. I love it.
Yeah, I'm worried to ask what you asked her, but...
I'm not allowed to speak at the moment.
Okay.
Okay.
You plead the fifth?
Yes. Oh. Well, it doesn't incriminate me, so I don't need to plead the fifth.
Yes, don't incriminate her either.
I won't.
She's our friend, and... probably going to be my boss at some point. So
we're buddies now. I'm going to go to DC. She's going to give me a hope. I don't know if it's going to be her personally. I hope so. We're buddies now, but just got a tour of the old DC.
I'm going to come in here one day. The key card's not going to work. So I'm going to go down there and I'm going to see her just sitting up here being like, bye, took your job. It's okay though.
She's so genuine.
Yeah.
Like, even off air, she's just super genuine with us and wanted to open up with us. I love that. I don't know many representatives, but I don't know many that would take the time to do that.
Right.
Extra time, too.
Right.
Like, she stayed later just to hang out with us.
Yeah, her director's like, we gotta go.
It is time to go.
And she's like, give me three more theme songs. I'm not going anywhere. Tell that guy. We can have coffee later. But thank you guys so much for today. You guys killed it.
That was awesome.
You guys really, there was a lot of work that we put into behind the scenes for that, and I'm just really impressed with you guys.
We stabbed it and murdered it and decapitated
now we're wearing
everything
its skin.
That you needed.
Now we're wearing its skin. Thank you for holding off on that. Well,
yeah, I was going to say, she's been gone the all 8 minutes, and we're right back to where we were.
She's probably listening now, but hey, she's got to know what she comes into. But she was a phenomenal DJ on Charisse Davids and Friends.
Yes, that's it. Sorry, Stacey.
Oh, she can have it. That's fine. She's way better than me in so many ways. In pretty much all ways.
Yeah. You gotta realize.
Yeah, where are you better than her?
Nothing.
You have bluer hair.
I do have bluer hair than she does, yeah. But did you see how long her hair was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
killed it.
You got hit in the face with it.
Good.
Dustin gave an awkward hug. That's usually my
thing.
Did
she just hug her hair?
All right, listen. No, I was walking behind her, and she was doing a hair flip because she can do that.
And it's like 27 feet long.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. She can kind of do what she wants.
Yeah.
you want to get hit in the face with Sharice David's hair? You're going to get hit in the face with Sharice David's hair.
You know what? That's how we end the show today. All right?
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.